Sarah, let's turn to some major government decisions that came down this week, starting with San Diego's budget battle that finally concluded after more than 5 hours of public hearings.
The San Diego City Council adopted a compromise budget for fiscal year 2027 on June 9th, and it includes some significant changes. They boosted flood prevention funding and partially restored library and recreation center hours, which will be welcome news for families across the city.
But the way they're paying for these additions is causing some friction. The council approved a policy of more frequently pairing police officers in patrol cars, a change that the city's police chief actively opposed. This isn't just a minor operational tweak. It fundamentally changes how patrol coverage works across the city.
The late additions to the budget are interesting, too. They funded an engineering team specifically for bike lane analysis, a new bridge project in Western Mission Valley, and two new police sergeant positions, one targeting graffiti enforcement and another focused on sex offender registration compliance.
Mayor Todd Gloria now has until the June 15th charter deadline to sign this budget. Given that tomorrow is Monday and this is a significant spending plan, we should know his decision very soon.
Meanwhile, at the county level, the Board of Supervisors is working toward a $9.16 billion budget for fiscal year 2026-27. That's a 6.1% increase over the prior year. And the breakdown shows some clear priorities.
The health and social services investment is substantial. $176 million for behavioral health treatment, $93.1 million for affordable housing, and $852 million for programs like CalFresh and Medi-Cal. They're also putting $84.5 million toward firefighting and emergency medical services, which ties directly to those fire concerns we just discussed.
Infrastructure is getting attention too, with $265.9 million allocated for road safety and maintenance. The board is scheduled to adopt the final budget by June 23rd.
Now, shifting to criminal justice, we have a major development in a serial murder case. Dwight William Roan, 74, was arraigned on Monday, June 10th, on three additional murder counts. He was already facing charges for a 2023 killing near the I-5 or SR-905 interchange.
What makes this particularly serious is the special circumstance allegation for multiple murders that was added. According to the San Diego County District Attorney's Office, these newly alleged killings span several decades. Roan pleaded not guilty to all charges.
The timeline here is striking. We're talking about alleged crimes going back decades that are just now coming together in the legal system. The DA's office clearly believes they have enough evidence to connect these cases to one defendant.
In other crime news, there was a targeted operation in Spring Valley that resulted in three arrests on felony violations. The individuals were booked into San Diego Central Jail, though specific details about the charges weren't immediately available.
These enforcement operations, whether they're in Spring Valley or at the Maritime border, reflect the ongoing public safety priorities across the county. Resources are being deployed in multiple areas simultaneously.